most original and creative talent in our business, would you welcome Mr. Orson Welles?
Good evening. This is Orson Welles.
Buck Benny. It's a two-fisted, quick-triggered marksman who shoots from the hip and never misses.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. It's 2020. Lots of folks are still indoors because of the coronavirus going around. And every once in a while on the podcast, I find something spectacular. And that's what this is tonight. We have Orson Welles presenting Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And this particular show has never been in all that high quality that I've ever been able to find, but this version is just amazing. So I think you'll really enjoy it. Great sound quality, fantastic show. I just hope you're going to enjoy Orson Welles combined with Walt Disney's Seven Dwarfs. I don't know how it gets better than this. So enjoy, and we'll see you next time.
Good evening. This is Orson Welles, inviting you to listen to Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs on Cresta Blanca's This Is My Best.
This Is My Best, America's greatest stars in the world's best stories. Presented each week by Schenley's Cresta Blanca wine. Wine of friendly nature. Pride of the vintner's art. Symbol of hospitality. Compliment to honored guest. A wine to serve proudly, saying, this is my best. This is Cresta Blanca. C-R-E-S-T-A. B-L-A-N-C-A. Cresta Blanca. Cresta Blanca. Our guest tonight is Jane Powell, who appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the producers of The Picture of Dorian Gray. And now here's our director, Mr. Welles.
We're very proud. Thank you. We're very proud that tonight's show has been chosen for rebroadcast overseas, and I'm proud, too, if you'll pardon the personal reference, because my oldest daughter, Christopher, is 7 years old today. Like most young ladies and gentlemen of her age, Christopher likes her father to tell her a story. Well, I don't know a better one than Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. In recent memory, Walt Disney contrived the best of all his technicolored fables on the theme, and none of us who've met Dopey and Doc or the rest of the seven, none of us who've heard the warm and irresistibly singable songs from Walt's picture, are likely to forget those wonderful things for as long as we live. Disney didn't write the story, of course, and neither did the brothers Grimm, who first put it into print. The tale is a little bit older than time, so nobody remembers who first thought it up. Maybe it really happened. Whatever the facts of the matter, it surely belongs on This Is My Best and on my daughter's birthday. Once upon a time in the middle of winter, when the flakes of snow were falling like feathers from the sky, a queen sat at a window sewing. And while she was sewing, she pricked her finger with a needle, and 3 drops of blood fell upon the snow. And the red looked pretty upon the white snow, and she thought to herself, would that I had a child as white as snow, as red as blood, and as black as the wood of the window frame. Soon after that, she had a little daughter who was as white as snow and red as blood, and her hair was as black as ebony, and she was therefore called Little Snow White. And when the child was born, the queen died. After a year had passed, the king took to himself another wife. She was a beautiful woman, but she could not bear that anyone else should surpass her in beauty. She had a wonderful looking glass, and when she stood in front of it and looked at herself in it, she said,
magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
And the looking glass answered,
thou, O queen, art the fairest of all.
But Snow White was growing up, a
and grew more and more beautiful. She was as beautiful as the day, and more beautiful than the queen herself. And finally the queen asked her looking glass,
"Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?"
And the looking glass answered,
"Famed is thy beauty, Majesty, but hold, a lovely maid I see. Alas, she is more fair than thee."
"Alas for her! Reveal her name."
"Lips red as rose, hair black as ebony, skin white as snow."
"Snow White!"
At this, the wicked queen locked Snow White away in a distant wing of the castle and dressed her in rags, that none might learn of her beauty. But in the walled garden outside Snow White's room was a wishing well, and there each day she would walk with her friends, the birds, who came from far away to listen to her song.
"I'm wishing
frighten you?
No, but I think you'd better go now before the queen's cards catch you here.
No. Wait. "Now that I've found you, hear what I have to say. One song I have, but one song. One song. One heart tenderly beating, ever entreating, constantly true. One love that has possessed me. One love thrilling. One song my heart keeps singing, of one love only for you."
It was not long before word came to the queen that a prince of a mighty neighboring realm had sought out Snow White and declared his love for her. When she heard that, she turned green and then yellow with jealous rage and summoned a faithful huntsman to do her despicable bidding.
"Take her far into the forest. Find some secluded glade where she can pick wild flowers."
"Yes, Your Majesty."
"And there, my faithful huntsman, you will kill her."
But Your Majesty, the little princess..."
"To make doubly sure you do not fail, bring back her heart to me in this jeweled casket."
Her heart, Majesty?"
"Her heart."
And so the huntsman took Snow White into the forest to do as the queen had bade him to do. Deeper and deeper the path ran, into the glades at the very depths of the forest, where the sun seldom penetrates, and the day is like a fetid midnight, in the reek of rotting leaves. And when they had got there, the huntsman drew forth his knife and held it above her.
Forgive me. I beg of your highness, forgive me.
Why, I don't understand.
She's mad with jealousy. She'll stop at nothing.
But who?
The queen, your stepmother.
Commanded you? To kill me?
Yes. Run. Hide. Hide.
Where can I go?
Through the woods, over the Seven Hills, anywhere.
But I don't know the way.
It's no matter. Go quickly. Run. Run away. Hide!
Now Snow White began to run. In her terror, the branches of the trees were like giant clutching hands, reaching out to claw at her, choke her, tear her to pieces. An owl flew out of a thicket. A bat circled above her head, regarding her with red, sightless, malevolent eyes. And now, all around, closing her in, were luminous, gleaming, glowing eyes. Coming out of the black night of the forest, evil, shining eyes coming closer. 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 And when they came still closer, Snow White was ashamed that she'd been so frightened. For now, as the dawn came up, she saw that the shining eyes had belonged to the gentlest animals of the forest. And her scream of terror had sent them scampering for cover.
Please, please don't run away. I won't hurt you. But you don't know what I've been through. And all because I was afraid. But I'm so ashamed of the fuss I made. What do you do when things go wrong? You sing a song?
With a smile and a song, life is just like a bright sunny day. Your cares fade away, and your heart is young. With a smile. As the song is sung, there's no use in grumbling when raindrops come tumbling. Remember, you're the one who can fill the world with sunshine. When you smile and you sing, everything is in tune. Spring and life flows along with a smile.
Towards evening, Snow White came upon a little cottage in the forest and went into it to rest herself. The cottage was small, very small.
Oh, how adorable. Seven little beds. And look, they have their names carved on them. Doc, Happy, Sneezy, Dopey. What funny names for children. And Grumpy and Bashful and Sleepy. Oh, I'm a little sleepy myself. Maybe if I just lie down across the beds without mussing them up. Oh, it's so soft and nice. I'm so sleepy.
It's home from work we go.
Somebody's been sleeping in my bed.
And in mine. It's a girl.
Oh, and she's beautiful.
Huh, just like an angel.
Angel? Huh, she's a female. And all females is poison.
Shh, not so loud.
You'll wake her up.
Oh, let her wake up. She don't belong here nohow.
Oh. Why, you're little men. How do you do? I said, how do you do?
How do you do what?
Oh, you can talk. I'm so glad. Now, don't tell me who you are. Let me guess. I know. You're Grumpy.
Huh.
And you? You're Doc?
Huh. Why, yes. Why, that's true.
And you? You're Bashful.
Yep, that's him.
Just a little.
And you?
Me?
You're sleepy.
Yeah, aren't you guessing?
And you?
Hey.
You're Sneezy.
Not that time.
Oh, Sneezy.
And you must be.
You're happy, ma'am. That's me. And this here is Dopey. He don't talk none.
You mean he can't?
He don't know. He never tried.
Shut up, all of you. Shut up. Now, you young lady, we know who we are. Who are you?
I'm Snow White.
Snow White? The princess.
Yes, and please, please don't send me away. If you do, she'll kill me.
Who?
My stepmother, the queen.
Oh. Well, then, I guess we better let you stay.
Yes. Oh, you won't be sorry. I'll keep house for you. I'll wash and sew and sweep and cook and...
Cook!
And I can also tell stories.
Tell us a story now.
What kind of story would you like?
A true story.
A love story.
Well...
Yes?
Yes?
Well, once there was a princess, and she fell in love.
Was it hard to do?
Oh, no, it was very easy. Anyone could see that the prince was charming. The only one for me.
Did he say he loved you?
Did he steal a kiss, huh?
No.
No?
No. He was so romantic. I couldn't resist him.
Someday my prince will come. Someday I'll find my love, and I'll know him on earth we meet. For my heart will start skipping a beat. He'll whisper, I love you.
Shut up, Grumpy.
Come on, fellas. Let's go to work.
Just whistle while you work. Put on that grin and let's all begin to whistle. Bound along, now just hum a merry tune.
In the mornings, the little men went to the mountains to look for copper and gold, and in the evenings they came back, and then their supper had to be ready. Snow White was alone the whole day, but she was never lonely, for the birds and beasts of the forest kept her company. And the queen, meanwhile, believing the huntsman had brought her Snow White's heart, could not but think that she was again the first and most beautiful of all. And she went to the magic mirror and said,
Snow White lies dead in the forest. The huntsman has brought me proof. Behold in this jeweled casket her heart. Who now is the fairest one of all?
Snow White still lives. The fairest in the land. 'Tis the heart of a pig you hold in your hand.
The heart of a pig? Then I've been tricked. I'll go myself. I'll go to the dwarf's cottage myself in a disguise so complete, no one will ever suspect. Now a formula to transform my beauty into ugliness. Change my queenly raiment to a peddler's cloak. Mummy dust to make me old. To shroud my clothes the black of night. To age my voice an old hag's cackle. To whiten my hair a scream of fright. Now, to drink the evil mixture. Look! My hands! My voice! My voice! My voice! A perfect disguise. Now then,
which of my magic formulae shall be the death of Snow White? Ah, this book of magic spells, which shall it be? One taste of the poisoned apple and the victim's eyes close forever in the sleeping death. But wait, there may be an antidote. Antidote. Poisoned apple, here it is. The victim of the sleeping death can be revived only by love's first kiss. Bah! No fear. The dwarfs will think she's dead. She'll be buried alive. Buried alive! All alone, my pet.
Why, yes, I am, but...
The little men are not here?
No, they're not.
Oh, Making pies?
Yes, gooseberry pies.
It's apple pies that make the men folks' mouths water. Pies made from apples, like these.
Oh, they do look delicious.
Yes, but wait till you taste one, dearie.
Well, thank you, but I don't think...
This, my pretty one, is no ordinary apple. This is a wishing apple.
A what?
One bite, and all your dreams will come true.
No, I promised I wouldn't let
anybody... Oh, maybe there's someone you love.
Well, what if there is?
I thought so. Take the apple, dearie, and make your wish.
I wish...
That's it. Go on.
I wish that my prince will find me and carry me away to his castle, where we will live happily ever after.
Fine. Now, take a bite of the apple.
Why are you laughing at me? Oh, I feel strange.
Her breath will still. Oh. Her blood congeal. Now I'll be the fairest in the land.
The dwarfs, when they came home in the evening, found Snow White lying upon the ground. She breathed no longer and was dead. They lifted her up and laid her on a bier, and all seven of them sat around it and wept for her, and wept 3 days long. Then they were going to bury her, but she still looked as if she were living and still had her pretty red cheeks. They said, "We could not bury her in the dark ground." And they had a transparent coffin of glass made, and they laid her in it and wrote her name on it in golden letters, and that she was a king's daughter. Then they put the coffin out upon the mountain, and one of them always stayed by it and watched it, and birds came too and wept for Snow White. First an owl, then a raven, and last a dove. And now Snow White lay a long time in the coffin and did not change, but looked as if she were asleep, for she was as white as snow, as red as blood, and her hair was as black as ebony. And at last one day, as the dwarfs were placing fresh flowers on Snow White's glass coffin,
that?
Be quiet. It's only somebody singing up the mountain.
But, ain't that the song Snow White said a prince used to sing?
Maybe he heard about Snow White and decided to come and see her.
What if he don't know? Who's going to tell him?
Darling, I found you at last.
He's kissing her. He don't know.
Well, tell him, Doc.
Hey, she's moving.
She's waking up.
Oh, darling, you were only sleeping after all.
Have I been sleeping long?
Forever, it seemed. Then I found the antidote for the old witch's poisoned apple. The first kiss of love.
The first kiss of love.
One love that has possessed me.
One love thrilling me through.
And Snow White went away with the prince, and their wedding was held with great show and splendor. But Snow White's wicked stepmother was also bidden to the feast. When she had arrayed herself in beautiful clothes, she went before the looking glass and said,
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?"
And the glass answered,
"O queen, of all here, the fairest art thou. But the young queen is fairer by far, as I trow."
Then the wicked woman uttered a curse, a curse so dreadful that the mirror shattered into a thousand pieces, and where the queen had stood was only a heap of ashes from which black spiders crawled and scuttled off into the night. And Snow White and her prince lived a long, long time and had all the happiness they wanted as long as they lived. The end. Blanca Wine joins the audience here in Hollywood in applauding Jane Powell for her performance in tonight's play on This Is My Best. In a few moments, Mr. Wells will be back to tell you about next week. If ever a man can justly feel he is master of the manor, it's when he sits at the head of his own table at dinner time and plays host to his family and friends. The gracious lady of the house aids and abets his feeling of pride when she adds some charming touch, like a Cresta Blanca table wine served with the meal. This excellent wine never fails to add a note of festivity to any occasion. And remember, the service of wine is a simple thing. Just choose the wine you like best and serve it well chilled. It may be a red table wine, such as Cresta Blanca California Burgundy or Claret. Or it may be a white table wine, like Cresta Blanca California Sauterne. No matter which you choose, when you see the name Cresta Blanca on the bottle, you can be assured it is the crest of quality in wine since 1889. And now, Mr. Orson Welles.
And thanks to our lovely and very young singing star, Miss Jane Powell. And congratulations to Bill Daves, sang Prince Charming. We're extra proud of the music of the Cresta Blanca Orchestra, arranged and conducted by Bernard Katz. He and his fine musicians deserve another good word, a very, very good word. Well, John McIntyre, who's been bringing you Cresta Blanca's message on this program since it began, was the magic mirror. I'm sorry to say that he and Mrs. McIntyre, otherwise known as Jeanette Nolan, are forsaking radio after tonight and going off to the wilderness to raise a family, and I suppose to write a novel. We're very sorry to see them go. Jeanette, by the way, played the Wicked Queen tonight. She was wonderful, as always. For the record, I think we ought to admit that in the tale as told by the Grimm brothers, from whom we borrowed pretty heavily tonight, there's a grisling closing sequence with some business by the Wicked Queen dancing at Snow White's wedding in red-hot shoes. Now, my daughter, Christopher, doesn't mind that sort of thing at all, but we thought we'd better censor it for the benefit of the grown-ups. As Mr. G.K. Chesterton once said so truly, children are innocent and love justice, while most of us are wicked and naturally prefer mercy. Before I tell you about next week's show, here's a brief but very urgent message. The Women's Army Corps needs at least 8,000 more women immediately for WAC hospital companies in this country. Women to free nurses for uninterrupted care and of the wounded by serving as medical and surgical technicians and medical stenographers. No previous experience is necessary to enlist, and you may choose a hospital near your home. Next week on This Is My Best, we bring you a very strong story by a very gifted American novelist, Mr. John Dos Passos. Don't miss it, please. I think we can promise you an unusual broadcast. Its title is pretty unusual, too. Number One. Figure it out for yourself. Till next week, then, until Number One, I remain, as always, obediently yours.
Our story was adapted for radio by Robert Tallman. Snow White was presented tonight by arrangement with Walt Disney, whose new production, The Three Caballeros, has just been released. Don't forget, next week, Orson Welles will star in his own radio production of John Dos Passos' exciting story, Number One. And remember, whenever you dine, dine with wine and make it the best wine. C-R-E-S-T-A? B-L-A-N-C-A. Cresta Blanca. Cresta Blanca. This Is My Best, prepared in collaboration with Whit Burnett, editor of the book This Is My Best, is a presentation of the Cresta Blanca Wine Company of Livermore, California, and came to you from Columbia's Playhouse in Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.